Praised be Jesus and Mary. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. Our saint of today, Saint Anthony Marie Claret, upheld that, understood that, and lived it. That is, he was entrusted with more, quite a bit more. He was an archbishop. And also, after his time as Archbishop of Santiago in Cuba, was also chaplain to the Queen of Spain, Queen Isabel I. Sorry, Queen Isabel II. But he was very careful in carrying out those responsibilities. Was ever vigilant and saw to it that those entrusted him were also. He was from the Catalan region of Spain, so he's very, very vibrant. Those people are very vibrant. He was. He sought his vocation very early on. In fact, he sought to enter the Jesuits, but he kept getting sick, and they would send him home. And so it just wasn't working. And then he, at a certain point, actually he was capsized in a lake or something. I can't remember the exact details, but he prayed to Our Lady and vowed that he would enter, he would become a priest if he were saved, and he was saved miraculously. And he did become a priest and an itinerant preacher, and also very prodigious, and ultimately was appointed Archbishop of Santiago in Cuba, and was very attentive to his archdiocese, and in a particular way to his clergy. He followed the system of St. Alphonsus, did a tract on moral theology, interpreting much of St. Alphonsus. He also left to his clergy a small little booklet, a guide for the confessors, which he called Llave de Oro, the key of gold, a golden key, the golden key. And also very much faithful to his people as well, preaching very hardly, actually, very hard, but yet very truthfully. This is what you have to do to be vigilant. You have to watch. You have to be careful. And of course, as one might imagine, he stirred up many enemies, particularly among the Masons who sought to kill him. And one day out with his people out in public, he was stabbed in the arm and in the cheek. That stab left him a dropsy from then on, from the rest of his life. And it also left a purple mark on his arm that stayed with him for the rest of his life, in the shape of a cross. As I said earlier, he was then recalled to Spain to become chaplain to the Queen until she, for political reasons, sold out to Victor Hugo in Italy, who was a Mason. And he left the court and returned to his... He also had founded a religious congregation known as the Missionary Sons of Our Lady, also known as the Claretians. And he went to his community in northeastern Spain until he was called to the First Vatican Council, convoked by Blessed Pius IX. And while he was there, much was brought out through the council. It's the council that defined papal infallibility. But there was much error floating around, as one might well imagine, too. We're in the 1860s, 1870s. And, of course, seeing what was going on caused quite a stir in St. Anthony, and he suffered a stroke while there at the council, was taken over to Fontfroy in France, to a certain monastery where he died. The council, as you may know, was suspended and never retaken, as Italy was attacked by enemies, and the Pope was forced to flee to Salerno. But anyways, so we see one who is very vibrant and very much strong in remaining very vigilant throughout all of his life, right? And bringing the faith, the one true faith, to various parts of the world. So much so he would actually die in defense of that faith. And we are called upon to be just as strong, just as vigilant. That's the point that our Lord is making here. just as vigilant, watching very carefully, because we don't know when the time will come. We have to be prepared. Let us follow God with all our hearts, with all our being, and remain strong, faithful to our Lord. Ever watchful over our souls, over ourselves, that we are always faithful to Him, that we are prepared when our time comes to pass over to eternal life. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.